Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. I want to wish all the mothers out there happy Mother's Day. My mother passed away 2 years ago, and she was very influential in directing me to study alternative therapy. She was a very big advocate of alternative therapies, and also she was my patient. She had moderate glaucoma and was always interested in the therapies that I did for glaucoma. And in fact, she participated in several of my studies to help lower her intraocular pressure without medication. So I thought for this show, since we don't have a guest, that would dedicate the show to my mother, and also we'll talk about glaucoma. And I would like to hear from you. The lines are open. If you do have glaucoma and you have questions about glaucoma, you can give me a call at 602-277-KFNX. You can also reach me at 602-277-5369. That's 277-5369, or toll free at 866-536-1100. 866-536-1100. Last year, I went to an advanced glaucoma meeting, which was held at Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, and the chairman of the department got up and made the announcement that he had glaucoma, and he stated that he was disappointed that ophthalmology had let him down. He had taken all of his glaucoma drops. He had surgery when it was recommended, and he is still losing vision. And his statement was that the treatments that we are doing are not reversing glaucoma. They may slow the progression, but they do not reverse glaucoma. So I am giving all of you out there with glaucoma hope. It is possible to reverse glaucoma. I see it all the time, and I'd like to begin the show by talking about a study that was discussed at this meeting. There's a product called citocholine, and there have been several studies to show that oral citocholine might significantly slow down the glaucomatous rate of progression and, in fact, even improve visual function. There were 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressive glaucoma in this study, and they took the product for 2 years. At the end of the study, the group that received the citocholine had a much slower rate of visual loss. There was also a study showed that citocholine has a neuroprotective effect and stabilize and actually improve glaucoma. There was another study that showed that citocholine changes the visual evoked potentials in patients with glaucoma. The visual evoked potential is a study which measures the electrical conductivity from the eye back to the occipital lobe. There was also another study done that demonstrated that citocholine might have an important role in the treatment and prevention of glaucoma. So if you're interested in these articles, please go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. And to get to my website, go to Healing the Eye, www.healingtheeye.com. If you have trouble getting to the website, just give the radio show a call or give my office a call at 800-430-9328, 430-9328, and I'm happy to send you an article outlining all this information. Because of this exciting study, or I should say studies, I have formulated a product that not only has acetylcholine, but some other key ingredients to help with your vision. So if you have glaucoma, consider taking this product as an adjunct. I'm not recommending that you stop your glaucoma medications and entirely do alternative. One thing that is really important is that glaucoma is a serious disease. It is one of the few diseases that I treat that can lead to total blindness. Fortunately, with macular degeneration and other eye disorders, they do not lead to total blindness. You still have some residual vision, but if glaucoma is not treated properly, it can lead to total blindness. So I want to emphasize, if you do have glaucoma, make sure you're carefully monitored by your eye doctor, that you do take your eye drops as directed, and you do seek a second opinion. I see many, many people who have been diagnosed with glaucoma, and they don't really have the disease. Unfortunately, in traditional Western ophthalmology, many eye doctors are getting into the area of prevention. So if you have a slightly elevated intraocular pressure, they are prescribing pharmaceutical eye drops to lower your pressure, when indeed you do not have glaucoma. So please get a second opinion to make certain that you have glaucoma. And if you do have a borderline state, please pay attention to all the information that I'm going to give you on this particular radio show, because there are things you can do to help improve the health of your eye and help to prevent the progression of glaucoma. Acetylcholine is just one of the products, but we'll talk about some other things. Right now, it's kind of scary. The incidence of glaucoma is growing. Primary open-angle glaucoma has increased to 13.8%. The percentage of glaucoma suspects are up to by 6.5%, and also narrow-angle glaucoma. Unfortunately, glaucoma, as I mentioned, is often overdiagnosed. So many of you that are taking eye drops do not have glaucoma. Glaucoma is more than intraocular pressure. And I think the big mistake that a lot of eye doctors are making, that they're looking at this as a disease of pressure. In glaucoma, there is an increase in intraocular pressure, and this pressure exerts an effect on the nerve of the eye. And to give you an analogy, it's like putting too much air into a basketball. You put too much air into a basketball, the basketball is going to split by the weakest part of the basketball, which is the seam. In the eye, the seam occurs where the optic nerve enters the eye. So as the pressure increases, there's damage to the optic nerve. But it's interesting, you can have a low pressure or normal pressure and still have glaucoma. So glaucoma is more than pressure. I think it has to do with circulation of the optic nerve. I think that also there is an emotional component to glaucoma. I feel that glaucoma is a disease of the central nervous system. There is some correlation with glaucoma and some other neurodegenerative disorders. And I think a very big component to glaucoma is nutrition and the effect of heavy metals and toxic material in our body. So one of the first things that I recommend is that you begin to look at your diet. I'm a big advocate of an organic, raw, living diet. And the reason for this is that if you do have glaucoma and you're having some visual loss, you have to keep your optic nerve as healthy as possible. And the best way to do that is through the food that we eat. We need the building blocks. And we're coming up to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about some important foods that you should consider taking and also some foods that you should avoid. And I would like to hear from you. If you're listening out there and you do have glaucoma and you have a question, give me a call. You can reach me at 602-277-5369. That's 277-5369, area code 602, or toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And also a reminder, for those of you that live in the Phoenix area, we're having our big conference and gala this coming weekend, Wednesday morning at the Squaw Point Hilton Hotel in Phoenix. I'm going to be having a morning workshop. That's Wednesday morning. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have the conference and gala. It's going to be a wonderful event. 20 of the top alternative doctors in the United States are going to be gathering. You have an opportunity to meet these doctors, talk to them, and we're also releasing a book called The Top Alternative Doctors of America book. And with the admission to the conference, you'll have an opportunity to get the book. So this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'll be right back after this break to talk to you more about glaucoma.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received citicoline for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received citicoline had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Citicoline has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia in Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Kondrat has formulated a new product that not only has citicoline, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Kondrat's Vision and Memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Do you wish your doctor spent more time helping you prevent health problems? If you are looking for other solutions beyond vaccinations, medications, and invasive surgeries, AHIMA may be a resource for you. Our doctors approach medicine in a holistic manner. We do not discount any option before properly examining your mind and body's health. Instead of looking to make symptoms disappear, we look to find the underlying problem causing those symptoms. AHIMA has conferences, seminars, and online resources which are available to you, the public, to help you make decisions for yourself and your family's health. You do not have to be held hostage by modern medicine. If you have any questions, contact our team at AHIMA.us. Call us at 602-263-3589 or visit AHIMA.us for solutions to your health needs. Call us at 602-263-3589 or visit ahima.us.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Investors try to predict market trends, but the key to successful investing is eliminating guesswork and emotion. So an investment model based on key indicators yields stronger returns. Arlington Capital Management has successfully implemented a model called Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, or PAS. It eliminates guesswork, timing, and the outdated buy and hold strategy. For example, the PAS model shifted to cash in 08, avoiding the bear market and 49% decline in the S&P, then shifted back in 09 when the S&P gained 110%.
I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital and creator of our proprietary PAS investment model, which addresses the questions of when to buy, what to own, and when to sell. I'd like to offer you our current PAS weekly update without obligation for your review. Please call 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796. Or request it online at arlington-capital.com.
Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti every Monday at 4 p.m.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Hi, welcome back to Health Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. As I mentioned earlier, my mother passed away 2 years ago, and I miss her dearly. And she suffered from glaucoma, and that's one of the reasons why I thought we'd talk about glaucoma today. And we do have a knock on the door. David from Toronto, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you, Doctor. My wife has been diagnosed with glaucoma, and we've been trying to do everything we can healthy-wise, nutrition, and, we've just actually recently purchased a rebounder, and we're taking a look at other things that we can do. And we have a specific question about fennel seeds. So, in terms of is there value in boiling organic fennel seeds to make like a fennel tea that can be, for eye drops? We were wondering what your opinion is about that.
Well, that's a new one for me. I have not heard of using fennel seed eye drops for glaucoma, but I would be careful because any time you do make an eye drop, you have to be certain that it is sterile because you're increasing the risk of an infection.
Right.
But I'm gonna have to do some research on that, and if you do have some articles showing that fennel is helpful. I know there was some research with Coleus perscoli, and that's one of the ingredients. That's an Ayurvedic herb. There was some work done in Germany that Coleus perscoli eye drops helped lower the intraocular pressure. But I'm not familiar with the fennel. Let me ask you this. What is her pressures running, and is she taking eye drops?
The pressure really was around 22, and now it's dropped to about 17 or so.
Mm-hmm. And does she have visual field loss?
Yes.
Or does she have? Okay, she does. So it's definitely a diagnosis of glaucoma.
Yes.
Well, one approach that I take is you have to do everything you can to protect the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're doing a lot of excellent things with your diet, but I would investigate heavy metals. I would do a urine test for heavy metals. And the best way to do that is to do a urine challenge test. Your wife could be dying of lead poisoning, and the urine and blood would be normal. There'd be no lead. You need to take a chelating agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that chelating agent will draw out the lead. And unfortunately, lead levels seem to increase in postmenopausal women. You know, we grew up at a time when we had leaded gasoline, leaded pencils, leaded paint, and lead is safely stored into the bone. But then when we go through menopause, of course, I'm not talking about we, you, and I, but when the women go through, then the bones become softened and lead goes into the body. So lead can have a toxic effect on the optic nerve. And I'm glad you have a rebounder because mm-hmm. you want to do everything you can to improve the circulation. So I would definitely look into the idea of getting, the heavy metals tested. Now, I have seen microcurrent, and I'll talk about that later in the show, microcurrent and light therapy
mm-hmm.
definitely lower the pressure. There's been a lot of really good studies, and I've researched this, and there is a laser called the Delta Laser. It's a slick device. It's four lasers in one. It has a infrared, it also has a pulse electromagnetic field. And there's some good studies, and I have seen a pressure-lowering effect using the laser. It's simple to use, and you might want to give the office a call, and we can give you more information on that. Because I like people like yourself who are, you know, doing things. I like to empower patients to begin to do things on their own to, you know, not only improve their general health, but improve their eyes. So I would recommend those two things.
Yeah, that's interesting because we're up in the northern part. We're in Toronto, Ontario, so we're a little far from Florida. And, you know, we're always wondering what might be available here with practitioners similar to yourself who are, you know, carving out this, you know, this path of natural solutions.
Well, I do have a training program for other doctors, and I have trained some integrative doctors. I don't find that many eye doctors interested in what I'm doing, but there are a lot of integrative doctors. And by that, I mean these are medical doctors or naturopathic doctors that are using alternative approach. So if you do know of an integrative doctor in your area who's interested in being trained, have them give the office a call.
Yeah,
I know
that would
be great. We have a very good doctor in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who's trained in my program. And Pittsburgh is just a short flight from Toronto. So I could, if you call the office, we could give you information on him.
Okay.
So, well, thank you so much for the call.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, Doctor.
So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I would like to hear from you. So if you do have a question, especially regarding glaucoma, you can give me a call at 602-277-5369 or toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And we do have another call on the line. Okay, we got Rachel from San Francisco. Rachel?
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Rachel, and you're not going to believe this, but right now I'm broadcasting the show from San Francisco.
Oh, great. Okay.
So we might be right next to each other. And
really?
You were under the illusion that I was broadcasting from Phoenix.
Yeah, I was.
modern technology. So how can I help you?
Am I on the, should I ask the question now?
Yeah, or if you want to, you know, it's you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have narrow angle glaucoma. I've had it for a few years, but I haven't done drops or anything. I do exercises. And my pressures are around 21-20 right now. But I get headaches at night. And I wondered if you knew had any experience with that and just any other suggestions. Anything to say about narrow angle glaucoma?
Yeah, narrow angle glaucoma can be potentially a very serious condition. You know, there are two types of glaucoma. One is open angle and one is narrow. The open angle tends to be a chronic, slowly progressive visual loss. You lose your vision over 5 to 10 years. With the narrow angle, you can get a sudden, marked increase very, very quickly, which can lead to blindness. So if you have been diagnosed with narrow angle glaucoma, I would take it very seriously. And what I would do is listen to your eye doctor. There's a simple procedure where they use a laser and make a little hole in your eye. Have you had this procedure done?
No, I haven't.
I would highly recommend that. It's a simple procedure, and I joke with patients that even a mediocre surgeon having a bad day, you'll probably get good results. It's probably one of the safest, simplest procedures that you can do. Normally, I do not recommend surgery, but for if you have narrow angle and you have headaches at night, because at night your pupil tends to dilate, and I would expect your pressures to go up. So I would definitely contact your eye doctor and follow his recommendation.
What's the name of the surgery?
It's a laser iridotomy,
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want to thank you for your call. We're coming up to another break. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'd like to hear from you. You can reach me toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100 or 602-277-5369. That's 602 602- 877-536-5369. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about two very important nutritional facts that you need to know for glaucoma. So we'll be right back after this break.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
I want a process that at the end of it, you are welcome to draw different conclusions from the facts.
Congressman Trey Gowdy, chairman of the House Select Committee to investigate Benghazi, appearing on Fox News Sunday. Gowdy, the former prosecutor, denying Democrat allegations that the purposes of the committee are partisan or political.
But I want everyone to say it was fair, it was exhaustive, and we know more than we did when it started.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi working yet another angle in her weekly press conference, invoking grieving but unnamed Benghazi family members.
Two of their families have called us and said, please don't take us down this path again. It's really hard for them. It's very sad. This is a political stunt.
And House Speaker John Boehner naming three areas of the Benghazi attack he wants the select committee to look into. With the story, the Blaze Radio's Tom Pease.
House Speaker John Boehner says the investigation into Benghazi is a serious matter and not a political sideshow. Boehner on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News says there are three areas of the attack the committee needs to look into.
The events leading up to 9/11, 2012. The number of requests for more security and why it was not provided. And then obviously the events of the night of September 11th, 2012. What happened? Why there was no response? And then thirdly, why did the White House describe this in a way I believe they knew was false?
And in Latvia, history getting uncomfortably close to repeating itself, a sign outside a nursery school advertising that the school is Jew-free. The sign even written in German, the words Judenfrei. Latvia, with about 95,000 Jews before the Holocaust, 90% of those killed by Nazis and their Latvian collaborators. I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Hope everybody's having a great Mother's Day. We're upper 80s this afternoon, not too terribly bad, but we start to warm big time by the middle of next week. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 80 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Annuities are complicated. Before you buy an annuity, you should seek professional advice. Call Wayne Candace to review any annuity you're considering or currently own. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88 to reach MetLife's top financial advisor, Wayne Candace. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-668-2788. Securities, products, and investment advisory services are offered by MetLife Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. MLIC and MSI are MetLife companies.
Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Health Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and I wanted to mention a very important mineral deficiency that might be linked to glaucoma, and that's chromium. Chromium deficiency leads to a decrease in glucose in the ciliary muscle. And the ciliary muscle is part of the eye that's responsible for focusing, especially near vision. And the ciliary muscle is really close to the ciliary body, which produces aqueous. So this reduced focusing ability and stress in the eye causes an increase in eye pressure and fatigue. So there is a simple chromium test taste that you can have, and you might want to consult an alternative doctor in your area or give my office a call. But we do have chromium in our optic nerve formula that we recommend for glaucoma patients. We do have another knock on the door. We have Sharon from Nevada. Sharon, you're on Healthy Vision with Dr. Conrad. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Conrad, for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
I was wondering about if you've heard of resveratrol in terms of treating retina vein occlusion and what your thoughts were on that. And also my follow-up question is if you have a referral in Nevada that you've trained, anyone in Nevada you trained.
We don't have anybody in the state of Nevada that I trained. We do have some people in Montana. We have some people in Arizona, but no one in Nevada. And resveratrol, I don't have that much experience, and you're thinking about using this for a retinal vein occlusion?
Yeah, so I'm told it might help, unless you have something else that you guys sell.
I'm a firm believer that you have to treat the underlying problem, and you have to look at the reason why a retinal vein occlusion developed. You know, there's no shortcut. There's no magical correction. You have to look at the underlying cause. A retinal vein occlusion is usually related to hypertension. It's usually related to arterial sclerotic vascular disease. And these are the two issues, and also heavy metal poisoning. So you got to reduce the stress, lower the blood pressure, and at the same time, try to improve the circulation and maybe investigate heavy metals. There was a product that I really like. It's called Neo 40. It increases the nitric acid levels. It lowers the blood pressure, it improves the circulation, and it helps restore vascular integrity. So I would highly consider taking that product. You can call my office for more information or go to the website. I am using microcurrent stimulation to help regenerate lost and damaged tissue, and also light therapy. All of these things can be really effective, you know, to help the body regenerate. But probably the number one thing you have to do is to look at the underlying cause. And there's a good chance if there's heavy metals involved, hypertension, vascular sclerosis, and you got to look at that. So it's always going back to the basics. You know, a good diet, reducing stress, removing toxins from your body. I think the body has a wonderful ability to heal, that so often we're just looking for shortcuts.
What do you recommend to remove the heavy metal?
Well, the six-hour urine test is the best way to get that accomplished. There's an organization called the American College of Advanced Medicine. You can go to their website, acam.org, AppleCharlieAppleMary.org, and type in your zip code, and you'll find integrative doctors in your area that can do the heavy metals. So you should be able to find somebody in your area to do that.
Okay,
thanks so much for the call. This is Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Conrad, and we have another knock on the door. We have Mark from San Diego. Mark, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you, Dr. Conrad. Thank you so much. I have open-angle glaucoma. I have vision loss in my right eye. The pressure is under control, but beyond that, I've also been diagnosed with optic nerve drusen, and I understand it's a buildup of calcium around the optic nerve, and I thought I would see if there's anything there that I can do or that you might know of.
Well, usually optic nerve drusen, it's kind of like little warts or like you described calcium buildups around the optic nerve. Usually that's a congenital problem, and usually, you know, that's present in your eye for many, many years. I'm not that familiar with an acquired case, something that would develop later on. But, you know, both glaucoma and, you know, calcium buildup around the optic nerve indicates that, you know, you got to improve the circulation of the nerve. And one of the best ways to do that is exercise, eating a proper diet, drinking plenty of fluid to keep the blood thin so you get good vascular flow. And I do highly recommend that you get your metals tested, get tested for heavy metals, because that could be adversely influencing the optic nerve. There are other things you can do. Microcurrent stimulation is a way to improve blood flow to the nerve and reduce inflammation. Light therapy, very, very effective for reducing inflammation and improving blood flow. So all these things are something that you can look at. You can go on my website, and I have some sections on each one of these therapies, but all of these can be very, very promising. Another therapy that I haven't mentioned yet is oxidative treatments. This is using a highly reactive form of oxygen called ozone that's mixed with your blood, and this stimulates regeneration. It improves the oxygen uptake of the cells in your eye, and it also reduces inflammation. So all these things are something that you should consider.
Right. So it just sounds like a general condition that's congenital.
Yeah, that's my opinion, but I would have to look at photographs of your eye and to see exactly what's going on, because you can have drusen in the macula, and those are usually acquired. That's due
right.
to degeneration, but I am not really that familiar with acquired optic nerve drusen. I was taught that this is something that is usually congenital. You're born with it. Now, they may have become more apparent because you have glaucoma and you may have some thinning of your optic nerve. So now they may be becoming more apparent. But I think that the treatment of the optic nerve drusen would be the same as the treatment of glaucoma, doing everything we can to improve the circulation to the optic nerve.
Right, right. Would there be any homeopathic remedies that might help?
That's a very good question, because my true love is homeopathy. I think homeopathy can have the most profound effect, but unfortunately with homeopathy, we don't treat the disease, we treat the person. So if I treat 100 people with optic nerve drusen, each one would probably get a different homeopathic remedy. In homeopathy,
right.
we look at a disturbance in the person that not only causes, you know, the optic nerve drusen, the glaucoma, and maybe you have some other symptoms or stress situations, we treat the whole person. And I'd be happy to do a homeopathic consult with you if you're interested in that, because I do that over the phone, via Skype, to try to get to the bottom of, you know, what's going on with your body. And I would highly encourage you to get a copy of my most recent book. It's called The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. It's a book that I go into detail about all of these treatment modalities that I mentioned. There's a lot of really good alternative doctors in California that can help you with one of those, and I'd be happy to kind of like be the coach to decide which ones would be most beneficial for you.
Well, I'll certainly get that book and continue to listen to you, and thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. Well, we're coming up to another break. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. You're listening to Healthy Vision, and I would like to hear from you. When we come back, please give me a call. We're talking about glaucoma. And if you want more information on some of the therapies that I've discussed, you could go to my website, healingtheeye.com. That's all one word. And pick up a copy of my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. This book goes into detail about all the different modalities that I have mentioned. I believe that glaucoma is a disease that the visual loss can be reversed. So there is hope for all of you out there that have glaucoma. If you have glaucoma, one of the best things to do is to get a second opinion. As I mentioned, there are many cases of glaucoma that are overdiagnosed. You don't really have glaucoma. You may have elevated pressure, and you can begin to do some alternative things to lower the pressure and to strengthen your eye. So we're coming up to a break, and I'd like to hear from you. You can reach me here at KFNX by calling 602-277-5369, and we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Are you looking for more natural alternative medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Do you wish your doctor spent more time helping you prevent health problems? Join us for the Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America Conference and Gala. For the price of a doctor's visit, you can attend workshops and personally meet and greet each doctor. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever. All participants will receive a copy of the best-selling book, Top Alternative Doctors of America. The event will be held in Phoenix, May 14th through the 18th at the Hilton Point Hotel at Squaw Peak. Register now and save. Find those medical solutions using a more natural, safe way at this special event. For more information or to register, go to ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received acetylcholine for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received acetylcholine had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Acetylcholine has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Condrat has formulated a new product that not only has acetylcholine, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Condrat's Vision and Memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
The war on drugs and crime has become a war on humanity. Read about 11 female inmates and the atrocities they experienced in the notorious Tent City. Authored by KFNX's own Dr. Kim, host of Whisper Out Loud Radio, this newly released memoir by Dr. Kimberly Shedrick and Christopher Colon gives a glimpse into criminality, education, training, and the awareness needed to change recidivism rates. Black and White in Stripes in Sheriff Joe's Tents, Memoir of the New American Princess. Available on Amazon.com.
Dude, you're bald!
bald. Your head is shiny. It's greasy. It's oily. It's ugly. It's nasty. We can tell. Do something about it. Why would you be any uglier than you have to be? HeadDry.com. Kill the shine. Kill the oil. HeadDry.com. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for us. Because we can't stand to look at you. HeadDry.com. Kill the shine on that nasty bald head. HeadDry.com.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And today we're talking about glaucoma. We have another knock on the door. We have Jerry from Kentucky. Jerry, welcome to Healthy Vision. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Kondrat, for taking my call.
And how can I help you?
I was diagnosed with glaucoma probably 20 years ago, was on drops around 10, had so much pain with my eyes that I finally just stopped, just quit taking them. And you said get a second opinion. I'm not sure that works. As soon as they see you have high eye pressure, it's over. My pressure generally runs from 21 to about 27. I have not been diagnosed with any loss of vision. They're kind of hazy whether I could be showing any damage with any of the tests, the, you know, like photographic tests. I'm not quite sure lately. I was told that the surgery, the laser surgery that you mentioned, was the first level of treatment in Europe, but it's definitely not that in the United States. I had thought about doing that, but I wanted to know definitively that I have glaucoma. And at this point, I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, elevated pressure is just one part of the puzzle. In order to have a confirmation of glaucoma, a definite diagnosis, you need visual field loss and changes in your optic nerve. You need to see those things. You can have a pressure of 25 and not have glaucoma, or you can have a pressure of 12 and have advanced glaucoma and go blind. So glaucoma sometimes is not an easy diagnosis to make. So if you are certain that you do not have any visual field loss and there's no evidence of damage to the optic nerve, then I think that you can just simply wait and begin to do some of the things that I've talked about on the radio show, or you can begin, you know, get a copy of my book and start to read some things that you can do. Because did you know that exercise can lower your pressure? Simple exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
And the optic nerve formula that I recommend, you can call the office, has some key ingredients like vitamin C, B-complex vitamins, ginkgo biloba,
yeah.
Bilberry, chromium that I mentioned.
I'm on a lot of that. My training is holistic nutrition, so I am on a lot of nutrients, and I also do IV chelation IVs.
Good.
Several times.
Well, you're doing
a year.
You're doing everything, because the IV chelation will help improve the circulation to your optic nerve.
And I recently heard about the ozone that the blood. Is it ozone that you mentioned on your show?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just recently heard about that. And I'm glad to hear that you talked about it, because I've been thinking about looking into that.
Well, there was a study done in Cuba, an alternative doctor there, Sylvia Mendez, and she has treated thousands of patients with glaucoma, and she has shown that it can improve the visual field, lower the pressure, and reverse the damage. But I'm not quite sure that you even have glaucoma. All you have is an elevated pressure, and the pressure really isn't that high. If the pressure is in the high 20s, then I'd be a little nervous. And I'd say, Jerry, you better get started on some drops. But if it's only 21, that isn't that high.
Well, it has been as high as 27 or 28, but then it's been as low as 21, and I do have a thick cornea, which I understand kind of plays into that a little bit.
Right.
But I am going to take your advice and keep working with
Another important question. The other important question is there a family history of glaucoma?
Oh, yes, definitely. My mother.
Okay, well, then that makes the doctors a little bit more suspicious and aggressive. If you have a family history, then you're more inclined to treat. But I think it sounds like you're doing a lot of things that I like, and I would, you know, avoid the eye drops unless the pressure gets really high, but I would keep up the good work and make sure you get a copy of my book. It has a lot of good pointers in there on things you can do to help your eye.
Well, I'm certainly glad I found out about your site, and I appreciate all the information I've gotten so far. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you for calling. While you're listening to Healthy Vision, this is your host, Dr. Kondra, and we have another knock on the door. We have Bob from Maryland. Bob, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you. Appreciate being able to ask my question. Just a few weeks ago, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and the diagnosis is low tension, and the IOP, the intraocular pressure, measured 16 and 17 in the two eyes, but was diagnosed with open-angle glaucoma OU. I'm not sure what that stands for. I have no noticeable visual loss except in the peripheral vision test, you know, when I had the test in the ophthalmologist's office. I do have slight cataract, and again, going back to the report that I got, if that would be helpful to read the summary, would you like to hear that?
Yes, that might be helpful.
Okay, it says, despite normal IOP, and I'm not familiar with all of the abbreviations, despite normal IOP, superior notch with NFL loss corresponding to VFOS. Therefore, recommend, I think REC is recommend, 25% reduction in IOP-OS only.
Well, it sounds to me, Bob, like your eye doctor is being very aggressive. It's a very soft finding. Your pressures are in the normal range.
I can barely hear you.
Your pressures are in a normal range.
Right.
And it sounds like your doctor is being aggressive. And I have nothing against your eye doctor because he's practicing preventive medicine. He does not want you to develop additional field loss.
Right.
So
he offers
two
alternative treatments. One is the eye drops, and the other is the surgery.
Yeah, what I would recommend is you get a copy of my book. You begin taking the optic nerve support formula, change your diet, get your heavy metals tested. That could be a contributing factor. Maybe consider chelation treatment. There's a lot of things you can do. But number one, I would do things to improve your general health and not focus on a simple shortcut of taking some petrochemical eye drops that really don't treat the underlying problem and may cause more damage.
So
they are toxic eye drops. So,
right. So,
but unfortunately, we're coming to a close on Healthy Vision. I want to thank you for the call. You can go to my website for more information. You have listened to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you with your vision problems. And all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And next week, I'm going to have an expert talking to us about the dangers with the American diet. And I do believe that food is our best medicine. We are what we eat. And if you want colorful vision, you got to eat colorful food. So it's going to be a really exciting show. Dr. Odvig Meyer is going to be my guest. So I want to thank you for listening. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. Until next week, I wish you all good health and clear vision. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. A partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. That's 602-995-6666. Offices in Scottsdale, Chandler, and downtown Phoenix. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of...
They mean something. And we call that a pre-disease state. You know, you go to the doctor, he looks at you, can't find anything wrong, don't worry about it, you know. And then you go back again, and nothing's wrong. And then you go back, you know, a year or so, and he goes, oh, you have a detached retina, you have macular degeneration, you know, you have glaucoma. Well, you know, all those symptoms that you had were kind of like an early precursor. It's your body giving you a warning sign. Your body is shaking its hand. Hello, something isn't right here. So, you know, you really have to go back to basics. And I would highly encourage you to get a copy of my book. It's called The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And it talks about the 10 essentials, that steps you can take to begin to restore your vision. And the first chapter deals with diet. Also, if you have a chance, I'm going to be giving a workshop on May the 14th. Love to have you stop by and we could talk more. And join me for the conference and gala that's being held in Arizona the middle of May, the 14th.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, you can give the office a call at 800-430-9328 to get more information on that.
Okay. I will do
okay,
that.
Thanks
thank
for
you
your call.
So much
we're
for your time.
We're coming to an end on Healthy Vision, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Healthy Vision Talk Radio, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help answer your questions and to talk to you about ways that you can improve your vision. And ways that you can reverse eye diseases, including serious eye problems. If you would like more information, please go to my website at www.healingvi.com or give the office a call at 800-430-9328. And I want to thank all of you for listening. And until next week, I hope all of you have good health and clear vision.
Are you looking for more natural alternative medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Join us for the Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America Conference and Gala. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever. All participants will receive a copy of the best-selling book, Top Alternative Doctors of America, May 14th through the 18th at the Hilton Point Hotel at Squaw Peak. Call 602-263-3589. 602-263-3589.
Are you surrounded by too much stuff? Are you looking to make some cash? Contact R&R Auction, Glendale's leading family-owned and operated auction house. They're seeking quality consignments for public auctions. Whether it's a full estate or just a trunkful, turn your clutter into cash at R&R Auction. Live auctions every Sunday at 11 a.m. with a preview at 10 a.m. auction day. No deposit required to bid. Call R&R Auction at 623-939-7355 or visit rnrauction.com and turn your clutter into cash.